Hey, TikTok, what's up, what's up, what's up? Ain't 31 no more. See, at 31, I became a single parent, as you call it, a single father. But at 31, I wasn't ready. But at 31, I gave everything that I had to give. And all I'm saying is, hey, America, there are so many variations of what I was going to say on this night until now, okay? But this is how Jesus works with me. Listen, I don't think you all truly understand everything that you've done. But at the same time, hey, you know, my niece and her boyfriend were at an arcade or something the other night in Westfield, New Jersey. And they were confronted by the young Caucasian individuals and being called the N-word and everything else. Is this the kind of permission that is being given with Donald Trump becoming president again? I have not been able to understand yet how people can vote for him. But at the same time, I do. So many of you said, well, he says what I'm thinking. Well, what you're thinking, is it godly? Number one. Is it qualifying you to become president of the United States? Number two. Is it qualifying you to become a dictator and control everyone's life? Number three. What else do you need? But at the same time, as I've said, if someone else was running for the Republican Party, it's no question I would have voted against the Democrats. I got you with the Democrats and their money offering and seduction of money and the knowledge of manipulation with money. I got you on all that. Because that Republican Party, that's what it is. They got black people, some black people sitting around here in 2024 talking about, what you gonna do for us? Excuse me, y'all. Have you not recognized just how great we are as a people, even though we're not even recognized? Do you understand how great we can be if you can get up off this little hippity-hoppity horse about talking about slavery from yesterday and yesteryear and understand how great we are today? Can you understand that? That's all I'm asking. There's nothing else to be said. I keep asking everybody lately that I encounter, can you possibly for a moment now, put aside that you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Jesus, and whatever you believe in is righteous, and everybody else is just stupefied. Okay? Okay, I got all that. But can you suck it in for a moment? Say, well, just for one moment. And say, wow, okay, I'm going to try to visualize what it would be like to be obedient to God. For a moment, as we all are to money, all the time, okay? Just for a moment, give God a moment to understand what it could be like if we can just be obedient to Scripture, as it's written. Whether we believe it or not, whether we trust it or not, that's not for us to judge. That's Scripture too. Just to be there for a moment as a scriptive paradise. What this earth was created to be, and it is still. That's how great this earth is. Because of what we've done to it and what we will do to it as it is scripted. It will be here. Because everything that we have created and developed and technology shooting rockets to the moon. Say, what? Yeah, they go, oh, look at that. And then they came back and landed down like a nice little spaceship. Look at that. Oh, wait. Really? Yeah. We think that's cool, right? Everything that you created came from this earth. And it will be here. Regardless of what you people think you're doing and how you do it. That's all. So for me, I pray, Lord, give this man, bless this man with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, compassion. I understand you. I got it. You know, people that you thought you could trust and do the things that you wanted them to do, they didn't do because they knew it was wrong. If you can ever recognize, sir, your wrongs, ain't none of us perfect. I don't know what your wrongs are. But obviously, you know, one thing I've come to learn about this life of mine, regardless of what's going on in my life, I have played a part in it. Period. Whether I was walking across the street and didn't see that car that ran over me and crippled me or killed me, I didn't see it. That's on me. I should have seen it. I got the drivers at fault. My point is, I'm responsible for everything that takes place. If something's going on in my life, one thing I've come to understand, I'm playing a part. And we are all playing a part in everything that's taking place. Everything that is taking place in this country today. Donald Trump told you all what he was going to do. Vote for me. I'll set you free. You ain't never got to vote again. Say, what? Man, you ain't got to vote no more? Seriously? How is he going to do this? Oh, come on. Man, you got the Supreme Court in this pocket. He's going to put so many justices, unless Biden does it before he does, he's going to have them. But they, you know, you got the judge in New York. This man is scared to death to make a decision. You are on the bench, sir, to make final decisions in your court, and you can't do it. You cowardly somebody. So you're here to serve what? The devil? Obviously, because you ain't serving God. You're going to serve God. You do what you're supposed to do. You impose justice upon those that are wrong. A jury of your peers convicted you, found you guilty, and it's you to sentence them, and you can't do it. Wow. But you got the Supreme Court sitting up there saying that basically as president, you can do anything you want to do, Mr. Trump. Mr. President, oh, please don't come after us. Really? You bunch of whippy who and what-whats. That's all you are. How did you get on? Oh, stop it. How did they get on the Supreme Court? Easy. He appointed them. These are his people. And people say Trump is stupid. No, he's not. That's a brilliant man. But in the wrong direction. I don't know, left, right, whatever you want to call it. Okay? But then again, as I've said, what if he's right? I got you, my man. If you're right, why can't you be righteous? Be honest about your stuff. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we probably should not have done. But we do what we do, unfortunately. Unfortunately, in this world, you cannot. How does anybody know the tax code in this country? I mean, seriously, this is a tax code that rewards single parents with multiple children. It rewards that kind of activity and behavior. I learned that when I got married. You're married for one day.
Okay. I'm doing a podcast at the same time that I'm doing
TikTok. So this is why you're hearing what you're hearing right now on TikTok, and you're on the rock and the box. But anyway, so right now I'm just going to give it to you and just talk to you. You know, we live in a system that rewards mediocrity and punishes those that are thriving to succeed. But see, the whole point with America is about the dollars. Not the cents. Okay, it's just about the dollars. And that's it. And I'm saying, why? I'm not comprehending this philosophy of life in amongst humanity. I mean, even as a script to pay your taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, because you're being obedient to God. Those that are in power, you should be obedient to them. Okay, God first, but them, and many of them want you to be obedient to them and not God. Now, how do we adjust that as human beings? There's no adjustment. I'm going to serve God, regardless of what, when, where, and how. And that's it. All the things that take place in America, because America is the lead country. If America was living and being obedient to God, then the rest of the world would be following right along. This country is the only country that dropped an atomic bomb on anyone because it felt it was going to lose a war. Really? And that was the only way you could fight that war. Well, here we are. Now we're in the midst of, God only knows, you ain't lying, man. You know, it's like, what in the world is up with America, man? I mean, we are locked into this thing. We got this war, we got that war, we got everybody hating on us because they're understanding how manipulative and scheming and conning this country actually is. This is a country that turned its back, I'm going to break it up again, on its own countrymen for money. Turned its back on small businesses in this country for money. And they are all responsible. Every last one of them. There are some things that just should be untouchable. My family is untouchable. Okay? How did you do that? Chuck Schumer in the Senate, kick it down the curve, they vote on it, kill it, bill by 8 votes, and you say nothing, but you demonistic demon, you want people to vote for your party? Seriously? That's where you lost the election, dummy. See, people are locked into believing and trusting in the government and the media. So the media said, oh, now we got social media. Social media brings into light what? Someone's opinion about something? I have opinions about things too. But one thing I'm learning is to solicit and why I speak. I don't speak because I feel like I'm 100% correct. A lot of things I speak on is based upon my feelings. It's not about facts. I don't know the facts. I know from my perceptionary skills that I perceive certain things to be taking place and because I do not understand it because it's not being explained to me. Now, if you want to explain it to me, then we can sit down and talk. But if you're going to just sit there and tell me you're going to do X, Y, and Z and you ain't said nothing about A, B, C, well, we got a whole different perspective going on here. Tell it like it is, brother. I'm telling it like it is, Chuck. You know, it is what it is. When you want to lie, say what? Lie. Wait, what? Manipulate. Who? Manipulate. And feed people a whole bunch of junk and jive with your media pumping behind self. You only point and poke the negativity at everything in life. Period. Bottom line. Lead story. Boom. With eyes. Ooh, and I was at it. Oh, it was only 19. It was 19 deaths. But people survived, and that's it. There was no casualties. A man stabbed 3 people on the street, and the mayor of New York is saying, I don't understand how he was on the streets. You don't? It's your city. You are the mayor of that city. And you're saying you don't understand why he was on the street. Well, if you don't understand it, I don't think anybody else is either, sir. Because you're the head man. Period. It is what it is. I can tell you why he's on the streets. Because, see, all of your institutions are about confining and isolating and just holding people until you can say, okay, you can go now. Your time served. Shut the up and move. What? You need to have psychological communities where the inmates are confronting one another. They're talking to one another. They run the community. That's what you have. That's where I was with the House of Thought back in the day in Powhatan, Virginia. The House of Thought was awesome. Period. Milton Brown and Elsa Clark and John and Company. Everybody's name I can't recall. I'm just not good with names. Okay? The guards there, everybody was good, man. We confronted one another on various issues, whatever it was, how it came up. You know, I got a game called on me. I'm on the basketball court. I'm like, we standing there in that room. And they, I was like, okay, who's the game boy? Everybody's like, I don't know. I didn't know either. Okay, you know, they said, hey, Clint, what? Take the seat. I was like, what the hell? They called a game on me, man. You know? Whole community, not just my group, but the whole community. And I'm sitting in the chair and I'm like, okay, what the heck got there? Yo, man, my brother said, yo, what? I check you out on the basketball court, man. You always got this attitude, this growl, that, like, you know, you pissed off about something. Why? I was like, whoa. I ain't pissed off about nothing. He said, no, you got an attitude. Then my brother looked at me, he said, let me tell you something. He said, hey, Click. They call me Click. My jump shot was nasty. No, it wasn't all that. You know, but anyway, you know, it's like, he said, tell me about your father. And I looked at him and I said, even now, I said, my father, I just broke. You know? I mean, now it just brings up, like, I just want to cry. You know, fathers, we are very, very, very important to our children. I got all the mama songs and everything else. But daddies, we are the ones, man. We are. All I did was get up and go to work every day and come home. I took care of my family, man. I fed them. I had a roof over their head in a good community. You know, I had to establish myself in this, you know, in this community, and I did. To the point where parents were dropping their kids off to me to their practice and they would leave, okay, because they knew what the deal was and they respected that. And that was it. You know? So, it's been a journey, y'all. That's all I can say. It's been a journey. It still is. And it's going to be. Even when the blessing come, which they come here, there, boom, 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 boom. Every day God blesses me in different ways. He knows what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. He knows everything about me. And he blesses me throughout the course of the day. I just struggle for like what? Finances? That's it. It ain't about nothing else. You know, everybody in my family, everybody's good. I wish it was a little more connected like it was when I had money. I could bring everybody together. But at the same time, hey, listen, everybody's good. Kids are good. My mama, you know, my brother, everybody's good. known for my blessings. You know, these little troubles I go through, my family has been there for me. And that's what that's all it's about. It's all about family, man. But you know that family, it goes beyond that so-called quote unquote say bloodline. You know that bloodline. You say bloodline of what? You know, the one that they can't duplicate? You ain't lying. They can't touch the blood, can they? And they can't touch the human mind. So it's upon all of us to decide what it is that we're going to do and how we're going to do it, how we're going to live in this world, in this country, especially America. I got the migrant thing. Hey, listen, migrants, I'm sorry, y'all. You come across the border illegally, you are going to be sent back where you came from. You're going to come across these borders legally, and that's it. I don't mean no harm, no disrespect, or nothing else. But you know what? I cannot continue to see people living on the streets in this country and all this money going to support people that are in this country illegally. No other country in the world is going to tolerate that, and nor will we any longer. So I understand that. I got it. At the same time, wrong representation, people. Okay? You're talking out talk. It don't matter how much it costs. So you're going to run this country into bankruptcy too because you want to do what you want to do? No, man. No, see, what's done is done. You want to try to undo what's done? Hey, good luck with that. But you're going to do it how? You want to bankrupt the country to prove a point, to validate something that you said. You are going to defeat your own purpose, sir. I agree with you. You here illegally, get them out. But all this, see, America has too many bureaucratical rights and this and that and yada, yada, yada. No, you need, in my opinion, to make it a point that you don't want to come here illegally because you are not going to enjoy the housing that you're going to get. Okay? And that's it. So you're going to get them, send them back. They came across the border, put them back on the other side of the border, and they on their own. Why we got to invest in finding out where they came from, then ship them back to their countries and so forth? They came across the border, then you send them back there. Then what you going to do from that point on? You don't come into this country illegally. But we don't have to invest all this money in treating you like a citizen because you're not. I don't mean to sound hard and cold. But see, the point is, I'm sick and tired of seeing taxpayers' dollars in this country going to take care of a whole bunch of outside nonsense, wars, etc., 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 and at the same time, we can't even have national health care. Seniors have to part Medicare Part A, B, and C, and be on the phone or whatever, going through all this BS nonsense for what? For something that is rightfully theirs? We are the worst country on this planet in how it treats its seniors. Period. We are the worst. We suck on how we treat our seniors. We have kids coming from other countries to schools in this country that go damn near for free. Hey, to the day I'm gone. No, now kids got to come out of school with debt up there behind. That stuff needs to be changed. I don't want to hear nothing else about no daggone migrants. I don't want to hear nothing else about how much eggs cost. Adjust it. You want to make more money? Hello. Let me give you some very simple and pointed facts. As an employer, and you have a payroll of, let's say, I don't know, $100,000, just to say. Now, everybody's going to get an instant raise, and that payroll will go from $100,000 to $110,000. And then it's $120,000. Do you not understand that the employer is losing profit? Well, they need to share their profit. Oh, really? Oh, says who? You? employee was kind enough, good enough, gracious enough to give you a job. But because you can't take care of your money, because, I don't know, you want to buy Snicker bars and all this other garbage that you don't need to be eating, you know, and putting into your system and so forth and so on, wasting your money on alcohol and tobacco and weed, et cetera, et cetera. You want to blame the employer. You want to make more money, but you want to blame the employer because the employer has to raise prices. You have to raise prices. I am a businessman. Okay, so I understand that. But then you want to blame the government. It ain't Biden. You guys don't get it, do you? You've been suckered again. Obama was done 8 years. Boom, he got to go. The man comes in to ride on his coattail because he happened to win those delegates. That's a bunch of frackernackle hoo-hoo. He lost the election, but he ain't complaining about it. 2020, lost again. Popular vote, gone. Complain like a baby. Period. Then he had his people in place to keep him in. This man been in the White House for the past 4 years. Did any of you understand what Joe Biden had to deal with? And I mean, Joe Biden, he screwed up in a few areas there for small businesses and the middle class. That's what he did. He screwed up. He couldn't identify with us. But I think genuinely he's a decent man. Genuinely, I think he thought he was doing the thing he needed to do. Genuinely, I believe that he was convinced $28.6 billion was going to be good. Genuinely, I thought he was weak in terms of these wars that are taking place. Russia going into Ukraine never should have happened. I thought that he could have sat down if he was not going to be opinionated and judgmental and bring these two presidents together and had some sort of negotiating ability. But now you want to drag it on. Now you want to give Ukraine long-range missiles when you're getting ready to go out of office. That's just a cold punk move, man. If you wanted them to have that kind of power, you should have gave it to them immediately and not string it along like a yo-yo, you know, waiting for the opportunity to, let's go get them now. No, that's wrong, man. But that's my opinion. And that's it. I thought your presidency was weak. Now, I'll give you credit, though. You came out, you became president in a rough time in this country. A very, very rough time. But I don't think you handled it well at all, sir. See, your administration, same administration that gave stimulus checks to government workers, state workers, insurance companies, et cetera, et cetera. Those same workers got the same stimulus checks, even though they were getting their regular salaries without the responsibility of having to travel or buy lunch, et cetera, et cetera, without the responsibility of having to pay for daycares and so forth and so on, because they could be home with their own children. You gave these people the same stimulus checks that people had nothing, that was out of work, had to file for unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. You gave them the same stimulus checks. What kind of leadership is that, sir? That's not leadership. That's sucking up to the masses to gain votes. Period. Bottom line. That's it. And you blew it. See, people respect things they don't like. And when it's done, and they, you know, you have to look at it because that's a justifiable end to that means. But when you do what you do, and it's so obvious that you're doing it to gain support to say what? Vote. Do we need votes, man? Really? That's a whole horse in another color. It catches up to you. And you turn your back on your own countrymen. It catches up to you. But you know how that feels, don't you? How the Democratic Party turned their back on you. That's another mistake they made. They showed no backbone, no support, no nothing. You blew it in the, but you blew it in the debate. It wasn't like Donald Trump was all, the queen or the king of the damn party. You know, hell no, he didn't step in like he was the queen or the king of the prom. I don't know which one, really, or whatever. And it wasn't like he didn't have a great debate either. Both of you were horrible that night. It is what it is. But they pushed you out. Your own party, man. Giving interviews to the media. Oh, not the media. Yeah, giving interviews to the media. Well, you know, I think he should step out. That is insubordination. Period, bottom line. These people should have been tried and convicted and sentenced and sent to jail. How dare you turn on your commander-in-chief? But that's the Democratic Party. That's another reason you're lost. You're weak. You're a bunch of wimpy wimps that will go for anything. You want to kill children? We'll vote for abortions in the next month. It don't matter. It's all good, New Jersey. This state here has a law. I didn't realize that until they had the debate. I said, what? Man, you mean the ninth? Man, how did you do it? Ah, man. That demonically, demonistic, double-owned state. Any state that would allow something like that. That's evil. These are live human beings that God created. And then, you want to fund transgender what? You idiots. People ain't thinking about that stuff. That's for people that got the money that can get it done. For how in the hell is that legal? I don't know. And I pray that insurance company, I'm not a big insurance company guy, but they shouldn't have to pay for nothing like that. But that's the Democratic Party. Take God out of everything. You can't pray anymore. You can't do this. You can't be in the confines of your own home. And please don't put a camera on yourself and put it on Facebook. Because you can't do that either. What? That's the Democratic Party. And they say, we got to go to the drawing board. What did we do wrong? You're serving the devil. That's what you did wrong. Period. Bottom line. So, with that, my people, on this night, I'm going to say, hallelujah. I just say, hey, listen. So New Jersey, we're supposed to get some rain tonight for the first time.
See, the Lord done gave me his command. Lord, you done wrote it on my heart.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Out there in Pocket Land. Yeah, so, mine is a little raggedy right now, but, maybe one day I'll get blessed with a studio and get in there and someone else can deal with the sounds and so forth and so on, you know what I mean? But, I want to reach out today on it's various topics. Number one is God. Without question. And he has a way of presenting himself spiritually that when we take a look at it, it's like, wow, wait a minute. Let me ask a question here. Can anyone, everyone, take a moment and just for a moment imagine what life can be like if we were as obedient to God as we are to money? Money is absolutely the most motivating source in America and the world. Okay, as I'm speaking. Now, it's not even so much money now. It's becoming crypto. Cryptocurrency is going to be the one currency throughout the world. It appears to be on the path to be just that. And it could be an absolute mind-blowing experience. Yeah, because it's going to be something new throughout the world, and it's going to happen over a long period of time, provided mankind can merely exist. And that is the detriment to this country, this world in which we're living today. But at the same time, we have the power to change the course of direction in which we are stumbling upon. Stumbling, it's like you're fumbling and bumbling. You ain't lying, man. You know, it's like, what in the world is going on here? How did Donald Trump get back into the White House? That is mind-blowing to me. I still feel like, hey, maybe the Democrats need to challenge this thing or take a look at it, man, because that thing was just like a whew. Are the people in this country really that teed off that I'm just going to take the demon? I don't care. Because he can just come in our houses and just take us out if he wants to, and he can't be prosecuted. He has that kind of power now. Talking about you from the military on his own citizens. He has that power now. Oh, no, he said migrants. Yeah, okay, right. All right, so you're not going to have any conflict. Yes, you will. But anyway. Now, on the flip side of all that, I can see a lot of what he is speaking about as far as these agencies are concerned. Now, the Department of Justice, listen, you want good people in there. You don't want people obedient to you, sir. Oh, yes, he does. He does? Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he? Oh, man, Hey, my man bailed out. You know, I give you your coots, I give you your dap on that, man. You know, good move. He said, I had enough of Washington, boom, I'm out of here. No, I don't want my old job back. Y'all can keep that too. Goodbye. Okay, so I'm gone, man. And I don't blame him. When you had enough, you had enough. That he knows what's there. So we have everybody back. I can understand where he's coming from to a large degree, because you know the bureaucracy in some of these agencies are just mind-bogglingly stupid. You know, you filed for Social Security disability or, you know, something along that line. You got a debilitating disease or whatever, disability, and they will deny you for the hell of it. Make you go through changes for what? For money? Really? The tax code is mind-bogglingly stupid. It punishes people for being married. If you head a household, you got 9 kids. You're biting, okay? And you get credits for all those kids on your taxes. You get money like a who? But if you get married, you bring a man or a woman in that house to help, you lose all of it. That's crazy. That is absolutely insane. So you know, in many ways, maybe what he is saying. That he wants done, maybe it's justified. My problem is how he will go about everything, man. This guy, he wants to be above the law. He wants to be king, you know, as McClain called him, you know, King Donald. You know, King Trump is here. And he is. You notice he hasn't said too much lately. You know, it's a little clip here, a little clip there, and, you know, so, you know, what is that all about? Is the threat on his life that deep? Perhaps it might be. He's not a fan, he's not a friend of Iran. And that's it. So, and yeah, he tried to blame the Democrats for shooting at him. Hey, I don't know if it was the Democrats or what. It wasn't them. They were too busy shooting themselves in the butt. The dumbest group of people I've ever seen in my life. But then when you got a whole group of people that's banking and believing everything that you say for so long, you know, that you're sitting here in 2024 talking about what you're going to do for us. Oh, stop it already. We're the only ethnic group in this country asking that dumb behind questions over and over. Okay? You need to take a look at all the success and all the creation and all the things that we are doing and accomplishing. We've had our president already. Okay, so, hello. But at the same time, I can see that some of the things that he wants to get done. But at the same time, I see his organization building. How big will it get? God only knows. God only knows. That's all I can say, man. It's just, it's all good. I guess I sound a little subdued to some degree on this day, you know. That's because our sister, cousin, whatever you want to call, you know, Ace Bone Cole, man. So she's going through some stuff right now, but she's going to get through it. It ain't about whether she's going to get through it or not. She is. It's just the point that, man, everything that we've gone through, you know, it's like COVID and, you know, the attack on the businesses and the hustle that they've taken to get everything in order, et cetera, you know, including myself. It's just, she's going to be all right. You know, so that's the whole point. She's going to be good, you know. It's just that I wish I could take whatever she got going on. So, but at the same time, if I had it, she would feel the same way too. So. If I say much love to y'all, I'll talk to you again soon. God bless. Me.